This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, Governor Hochul pushing the unpause button on congestion pricing. The toll to enter parts of Manhattan is now back on track, though it won't cost as much as it was originally supposed to.
This new plan, a $9 toll for cars to head south of 60th Street here in Manhattan during peak hours, is definitely fast-tracked. So fast, the MTA board is already going to meet to vote on it on Monday. This daily commuter, not sure how she's going to be able to pay for it.
The George Washington Bridge, even when you go by a stair, it's almost close to $20 now. The tolls and everything is just ridiculous, and we don't need another toll. I think they just need to find another way.
And among the pushback from the president-elect, Donald Trump, his response, in a written statement, he actually never talks about trying to kill congestion pricing. In fact, he opens his written statement saying he has great respect for Governor Hochul. He goes on to say, though, that he strongly disagrees with the decision on congestion pricing. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
And that toll could take effect as soon as early January. At least 9 lawsuits have been filed to block congestion pricing, including one from Governor Murphy in New Jersey. He says in a statement that he remains firmly opposed and that he doesn't know why the toll is being revived when families are still hurting financially. The MTA responds that it's hard to take advice from Governor Murphy, who has, quote, overseen the total collapse of a state's mass transit system. The statement goes on to suggest Murphy start by making the trains run in his own state. Well, a 35-year-old man slashed on the hand on an A-train platform in Upper Manhattan this morning. It happened around 2 a.m. at the Dyckman Street station in Inwood. Police say the victim got into an argument with a woman he didn't know who was with two other men. One of those guys then slashed the victim across the hand. All three of them fled. The man that was hurt was treated at a hospital with minor injuries. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer expected to throw his hat into the ring today for the governor's race in that state. The Bergen County Democrat is expected to make the announcement this hour at the Runway Diner in Hackensack. Also, we expect Morris and Essex Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill to announce her candidacy on Monday. They'll join an already crowded race, which includes Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop, Newark's Raz Baraka, Montclair's Sean Spiller, and former Senate President Steve Sweeney. On the GOP side, former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, State Senator John Bramnick, radio host Bill Spadia, and former State Senator Ed Durr already in the race. Democrats are seeking a third consecutive win in a New Jersey governor's race for the first time since 1961. Well, it is Whoopi Goldberg versus a Staten Island bakery. The View co-host is accusing Holterman's on Arthur Kill Road of refusing to carry out a recent order she placed because of her left-leaning political views. Borough President Vito Fisella will visit the 145-year-old bakery later today. He tells 1010 Winds that there is more to this story.
It's an old infrastructure. The boilers were out. They didn't want to commit to an order they couldn't be so sure to fill. So they didn't take the order. They did the right thing because they have a reputation to uphold. And all of a sudden it becomes, well, they didn't like my politics. I think it's insane.
Third generation owner Jill Holterman says they couldn't get the order done because the place's aging boiler in the nearly 100-year-old building wasn't working properly. Well, more troubles for Whoopi. PETA says it mailed Goldberg a bar of soap so she can wash her mouth out for using the word pigs as an insult during a recent episode of The View. Goldberg last week described grocery store owners as, quote, pigs, in an attempt to hold them accountable over her view that they're directly responsible for price increases across the country. PETA calls the term outdated, anti-animal language, and demeaning to animals. Well, the city council is celebrating the restoration of nearly $7 million in funding to keep security guards on duty at NYCHA senior houses. Councilman Chris Banks telling 1010 Winds they're still working to put all the safeguards in place.
There's still more to be done, obviously. Some of the buildings still in need of cameras, security cameras, and round-the-clock security.
The money to keep the guards at 55 buildings has been slashed from next year's budget, but restored over the summer. A high fire threat in effect for today and tomorrow due to dry conditions and high winds around the tri-state. We are now learning of another brush fire at Inwood Hill Park in Upper Manhattan. Firefighters this week battled another blaze in the park, which burned through 4 acres. The Jennings Creek Fire in Orange and Passaic counties is now at 75% containment. Around 5,000 acres have been burned in both states. New Jersey hasn't seen this many wildfires in more than a century. We could be in for some relief with rain in the forecast for next Wednesday and Thursday. Well, Christmas trees could be hazardous this year because of all the dry weather.
It's almost that time of year again. People bringing home Christmas trees to decorate. But Ed Dart, who ran a Christmas tree farm for 50-plus years in Suffolk County, says pre-cut trees could already be dry because of the recent drought.
People should take extra cautions with keeping water in their Christmas tree stand, particularly if they're buying a pre-cut tree from a garden center or some roadside place.
Fire officials say a dry tree can be a fire hazard. Dart says one way to look for a healthy tree.
Run their fingers over the needles to be sure that they're not dropping too many needles when they're buying it.
If they drop too many, then it's that means it's too dry.
Yeah, then it's already, that's a signal that it's pretty dry.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.